Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Joe on the ones and twos.
The wheels of steel.
That's right. Good hump day Wednesday morning to you. What are you smiling about already? What are you laughing about already?
What's your problem?
I just wonder how Joe's morning was.
Joe, oh, did you have a good morning this morning?
Got a tire plugged yesterday, so it worked out.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you. I had a suit on.
Joe, I've never even changed a tire. I would have helped you, though.
You never changed a tire?
Never had to.
It's a chair. Nobody's ever sat there to ever changed a tire.
Never changed a tire.
I've never had to.
Really?
You know what? God bless it, because it's going to happen this week
today.
In the worst damn weather.
It's funny how we are the
bougie twins.
The bougie twins. Yeah. But you are the one, you are like shorts in the winter and hoodies all year,
man.
And you never change the tire.
If I got three A's, they changing it. Well, what were you waiting on?
No, don't get me wrong.
That does sound so bougie.
Nowadays, I call them two. But yeah. In the past, I've had to change.
You know what happens if I get a flat tire, I just leave the car and go get a new one. That's baller. That's somebody else's now. It's gross.
Hey, Jerry's. I need a new car. Where's yours? You got a flat. Change the tire? No, I'm changing the vehicle.
I feel like that's like Big Daddy when the kid kept throwing up and he would just put newspaper over it and leave. Like, it's fixed.
That was a desk sergeant, Greenwich Village. Two cops come in. Both Marines, by the way. Badass guys. Both Marines. They come in. Hey, Sarge, RMP's got a flat. I go, oh, let me call tire repair. Hang on a second. Go fix the flat. It's like, car's got a flat. The police, go fix it.
We got AAA? Man.
I'm with them. I don't know if I'm going to be on the road as a police officer fixing a tire.
The car's back, your responsibility.
I'm back to people like that.
No, but I have therapy every Tuesday, Joe, so I was out. I don't know why Ed didn't help. Probably that back or something.
Yeah, he had therapy. I had a suit on. Ed, why didn't you help him?
Yeah, man.
I probably was the only guy that offered.
Probably.
Ask Ed to help.
Joe, did you change it yourself? Did you change it yourself?
Me, no.
Who changed it?
So I tried to change it.
Uh-huh.
It was raining really hard. So then I went and got the air compressor from Charlie, filled it up, drove it down to the tire shop down the street, and then had them change it.
You couldn't get the lug nuts off, right?
Yeah, it was just giving me way too much trouble, so I said F
it. You had trouble getting nuts off. Why didn't you call me?
There was this guy named David, and he tried to change his tire before, and it wouldn't work, and he hurt his hand, and he turned green. And he just blew up. You may have heard of him before. David Banner. That happened to him.
Didn't he change his name to Bruce? No. So, by the way,
he was Bruce. They changed it to David.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around. No.
The CBS thought it sounded.
Bruce Banner didn't sound good.
Sounded too gay.
Bruce Banner.
Not my words.
I get it. Okay.
That's what they said.
Hawk smash.
Google it. That's what it says.
Yeah, I guess I could hear that, right? Joe, you like Hawk smash? It sounded too gay. What does that even mean, Bruce?
I didn't say it. I'm just repeating it.
If that was true, they should have changed your name, Jeremy Kahn.
JC.
What'd you do last night there, Edward?
I ran around the city last night just to take my godson there to get, this is interesting, I had to go to Federal Hill to get his hair cut. So I drove down to Federal Hill, made like a guy's night.
Where my barber shop is.
Yeah. The woman that cuts his hair listens to Greg and Gina. She came over and goes, I hear you on Greg and Gina's show. I go, yeah, you should hear them on our show. And you should be listening to us.
Good move.
Yeah, Liz. If you listen to us, we need more women.
Go say it on their show so she hears it.
Isn't it fun going to a barbershop knowing you don't have to sit in the chair?
Yeah. I kind of miss it, though.
I don't. Oh, well, that's when I get a shave.
Where you guys get jealous of me when I get in the barbershop?
No. We never get jealous.
You don't go to the barbershop.
Yeah. I do.
We don't go where you go.
I go to GC.
No.
Great clips.
No.
You know, that's being a judgy bitch this morning. I can just see it in his face.
What'd you do last night, Jeremy?
I don't even remember, man. No, I watched some basketball. My wife, I was watching Stranger Things with her. She was getting caught up during the afternoon. So, yeah.
I told you, you got to watch that one. We had good, had some Cuban food. Mark would see a Little Havana.
I love Little Havana. Oh,
Mark's a good man, Mark Gentile. But then I watched Mostro, which is the Monster of Florence.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this guy existed. I looked it up. True story, Italian serial killer for a long time, like 68 to 80 something. Just in the hills of Florence, Italy.
And they couldn't catch him.
They don't know if they've even gotten the right guy, ever. They had someone go to jail for it.
Man.
Interesting story, though.
We got them.
It was like a Son of Sam thing. He was killing couples.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's all he was doing was killing couples? It's not like...
It's
more to it?
More to it, yeah. But yes, but somebody had unfaithful wife who was making a fool out of him.
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah.
I saw our friend last night, Anne Marie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she, she lived in Southern Maryland. So on my way down, I called and said, you know what? I forgot we played right, I think, near you. And she ended up coming to the game so she could actually walk there.
No. Oh.
She lived that close to us, St. Mary's Ranking. So I said she came to the game.
St. Mary's is far.
Yeah, St. Mary's County is 2.5 hours there. Far.
I mean, you keep winning by these large margins, you guys will be flying the jet to St. Mary's County. You won't have to worry about the
helicopter. It's not close. Yeah. It's too close for the jet.
Well, they got a G6.
They got a big helicopter.
Rosedale raised all this money and Rob's got a G6? Man! Flying in style.
Yeah, good game last night.
Fly right past
my
spaceship.
The kids coming in dressed like Joe Burrow to the game. Fancy clothes.
Don't put any ideas in their head.
Scarves in the summertime.
For the love of God, please don't. Mm. That's a group. That's already a wild group as it is. A 2.5 hour ride.
I've been trying to nap. Probably impossible.
It's hard to when you're driving.
Oh, you're driving?
Don't stop Jeremy.
You told me about his driving.
What was that? Hold on. Was it Michael Scott that took the nap? Oh, fell asleep for a while. What do you mean you fell asleep? You're driving. Whew. Wow, that is scary.
State takes a dim view of that, by the way.
Yeah.
They do.
Oh, yeah. That's the world of small private high schools. Coach drives there, coaches, drives back.
Coach Carter over here.
Oh, man, please. You don't even know. You don't even know. Good win last night, though, by the 72-55, I think.
Yeah, he didn't cover.
What was the number?
28.5.
What was the number?
Huh?
He doesn't know the score.
I think it was 17-55. Is that what I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 28.5. You guys got off that gas pedal in the second half.
No, it was actually the opposite.
You don't know.
We were only up like 7 even, or 8 and a half.
You were driving the bus.
I was waiting outside.
You don't know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. By the way, if you guys aren't doing anything Saturday afternoon, come check us out. 2 o'clock tip off against Coolidge High School. That's DC.
Are you at home?
At our place, yeah.
You should tell me. I'm always looking for stuff to do on weekends.
2 o'clock. You got nothing else to do.
Ed, I do. I'm going to be in Raleigh. But
Oh, see the sun.
Yeah.
this weekend.
I got trivia playoffs. Yeah, it'll end at 2.
Trivia playoffs.
Yes.
Everybody healthy?
You know, you play the whole season. Well,
yeah. Any game time decisions there?
Hey,
you got like a bruised larynx?
Bill developed a cough this week, so we might be in trouble.
Bruised egos?
Yeah, no. It's weird being around like so many intelligent people. And then when the weird stuff comes up, like a
cultural
question
stuff?
Yes, pop culture things, and everybody's looking around like, I have no idea. And I said, I know that Justin Bieber song. Thank God you're here. It's so funny. It's chemistry, and then they're all over there huddled up, and I'm over here, and it's like, hey, who was the star of this TV show? And I'm like, I got it.
Who's the NFL front runner for MVP? We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side. The NFL Live crew said yesterday that they see the Ravens' offense is stuck, and they compared Lamar Jackson to a shooter who's struggling. Can he be helped by the coaching staff? We'll discuss up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brothers Johnson. When I first heard this when I was a kid, you got to understand, they didn't say things like that in music, and I thought they were saying a different word.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Now, thank you for bringing in the food, by the way.
You're welcome. I figured you would enjoy it.
I enjoyed it very much.
Lunch meat, and someone brought wings for us, so we had some lunch meat left over.
A lot of lunch. Plenty of stuff to eat if you're hungry. And now that my belly's full, can we talk about that hoodie he's wearing?
Oh, I thought you wanted the Big Mac or the chicken nuggets in the fridge.
I'll get to that.
Okay, go ahead.
I put it with your chicken sandwich.
Thanks, man.
I still have it.
Go ahead and get to this, because I didn't even notice his hoodie either.
I knew he ordered it, but I haven't seen it live in person.
I told him I liked it so much I was going to order it. Yeah, and he said it wouldn't go over the
table. No, I said it hit a little different if you wear it.
Well, we're on camera now, so people should see it.
Do you want to read it?
It says, uppity Negro, educated, and outspoken.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's so messed up. By the way, I love that Rob does have some great attire.
He scours the internet for like these graphic shirts and t-shirts and hoodies and always comes up with them.
He even finds great stuff for me. Woke up gay again today. Again.
Hey, don't forget that word. Hey, that's the word that brings it home.
Yes.
Again, like you've done it before.
Merry Christmas. Oh, thanks, Rob. Woke up gay again.
I bought Jerry Coleman one. He said, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
By the way, that means something totally different with him, though.
Facts. I didn't think about it. Yeah, but I saw this. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's... That's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
It's a hoodie fits.
I'm waiting for his next
shirt. Put that bitch on.
He may already have it, but the next shirt that says, I don't like anything mixed but women.
That's facts. That's my, you know, every time the bartender asks me, would you want that and that? That's mixed. Well, yeah, I don't like anything mixed but women. First time I said that, the lady next to me literally spit her drink out.
When I order a drink, I do it like Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
like with chicks and twos. Give me two. It's
like... I get mine with umbrellas in them. Hey, they're delicious, man.
And dust the shirt.
Oh. That's not fair.
What's going on with the Ravens offense? NFL Live's Dan Orlovsky and Marcus Spear weighed in.
He's got the same kind of misses as J.J. McCarthy does. And we've talked about the J.J. McCarthy misses, and you go, how? I watched, and I'm like, mechanically, Lamar's never been this mechanical, you know, technician, and I'm trying to figure out why. I don't know. It's just the misses are jarring when it comes to how bad they are.
It looks like a shooter in a slump. And it's like he's trying to be guiding it, not playing just freely. Like, Lamar is at his best when he's playing free.
Sure.
Like, and we've commended him on his passing and how he's progressed in that area. This team just looks, they almost look stuck.
I love Marcus Spears' analogy, Jeremy. I tell shooters all the time, when they're missing and they try to do too much, I say, stop pinching it. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, when you're shooting the ball right, you come with a little gooseneck.
Yep.
But when you're trying to aim it, you end up with your index finger and your thumb together, like you're pinching.
Yeah.
Stop pinching. Shoot the ball. And when you look at Lamar, he looks like he's trying too hard. I think Mike Flanagan used to say, try easier. Lamar needs to try easier and stop trying so hard right now. He does look like a shooter in the slump.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard to kind of put your finger on it and say, hey, this is what's going wrong. He's had, if you're looking at the injury, you start at the hamstring, you start working your way down to his toe, and something's been wrong every week. And is it that's affecting it? Is it more of a mental thing? You had some time off. You came back. Maybe you came back a little too soon. Maybe you're pressing. He said the hamstring's 100%.
I don't believe that.
He's not going to say he's injured. But also, you got to remember, that's a whole chain back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your hamstrings go, your glutes go, your hip flexors. I mean, they're all connected into your lower back. So
keep
something,
going. Go higher.
The knee bones connect to the shin bone. It's true, though. That whole rear chain is affected when one thing's out of whack.
Lamar says he's 100%, the hamstring is. Do you think Lamar's a half-asser?
Never.
Okay, so he's not 100%. Because if he's 100%, what we're seeing is a guy who's deliberately half-assing. And I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that guy. If he's on the field, he's going 100% of whatever he has. I think he's going 100% of what he has. Yeah. I just don't think he's 100%.
I think he's half stepping and not half assing. I mean, there's
difference.
Yeah, half stepping. That's all I got.
Yeah, like, you don't want to do something, or you're giving up. You're not giving effort. No, your body just is saying no.
Yeah,
sorry.
Half assing is I have it, but I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's Lamar.
No, it's different. Like, you, yeah, no, your body's like, no, not today. Sorry.
No, Copernicus, it's not happening.
Ain't happening.
Is there something you think the coaching staff can do for him?
No. What we can do?
I mean, this feels like that old overcompensation for something, and now all of a sudden mechanics are off. And like, you talk about a pitcher that kind of loses it, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, can't locate the fastball. And what it does, all of a sudden you have to start doing different things. I mean, even with all that being said, he did throw a couple of nice deep passes. He had plays set up. So but when he looks bad, it's really bad. It's like, wait a minute, that's like 10 feet over the receiver's head.
Or behind him.
Yeah. Did you not trust where you were throwing? Are you questioning yourself now? So has this become a mental thing?
When you're such a physical freak like him, Ed, I can imagine when you're not physically 100%, it hits harder than a guy who is just mechanical.
I completely agree. I just think, like, we're all, you know, athletes a million years ago. So you're used to being like that, just at our level. And now your body starts to, you know, break down a bit. You can't do, you're like, it feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at all the people in that field every Sunday. They're the best guys you've ever played against or whatever, that 1-2%. He's better than all of them.
Exactly.
So imagine what he feels like when he can't do what he expects his body to do.
Another sport comparison. You remember these guys. When Nolan Ryan and Frank Tanana were two of the best flamethrowers in baseball, teammates. And all of a sudden, Frank Tanana had arm injuries. Yeah. And it took him years to redefine himself because he was so used to just throwing it past you.
Yeah.
hey, O2, hit this. And you couldn't. Well, it took him a while to realize I'm not that guy based on injuries. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson has permanently changed because of injuries, but I bet he's in a similar headspace right now. I want to take off. And normally I could leave you standing still, but right now I can't. So what do I do? And you know, probably planning is not the same. I tell everybody, I said this one, I said, well, he's hurt. Well, he can't throw the ball. Yeah, he's hurt. Leg injuries, not an arm injury. I said, listen, this is what I want you to do. Take a chair, go out back, sit in that chair and throw the football. Tell me how easy it is. You're throwing without your legs. You can't throw a football or any other ball without your legs.
Yeah, tell them where everything's connected again.
The knee bone is connected to the...
Yeah, hip bones and knee bones. Yeah.
Connected to the orbital. Maryland versus Wagner recap at 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side, are Darius Washington, Tavius Robinson, both returned to practice. Is the defense about to take it to another level?
Our Darius.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:33 on this hump day Wednesday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are Darius Washington and Tavius Robinson practice yesterday? They headed back from the IR, I'm sorry. Get the sports mixed up.
What is it? IR, IL, DL, whatever. Yeah. It's on the down low, I think.
Yeah, it's on the down low.
Yeah.
How much does this change the defense, in your opinion, Jeremy?
If Ardarius is back at the point he was, I mean, I couldn't think of a better time to get back a player of his capabilities. Like, I mean, I still see that 2-point conversion stop in my head from last year. He was amazing. I thought he was brilliant. It sucked that he got hurt before the season. And what were we saying about Tavius is that he was playing more snaps than anybody. So the defense was already getting better. Now you're getting more pieces back. I think it makes you more dangerous.
Yeah, it does. Makes you a lot more dangerous. For defense that's really turned the season around to give them more pieces. This think about this, Ed. Let's go back to 2000. He came into the season with an offensive genius, quote unquote, as a head coach, and you expected offensive brilliance. And the defense would end up winning the championship for you. You can look up this year, and if this team goes anywhere, it might be, once again, the defense that carries it.
Yeah, and I think him coming back is enormous because we were having trouble in the back end, and once he was there, it allowed Kyle Hamilton to just be himself because he had confidence in this guy. And I think this was his get-paid kind of year. Like, he had such a good year last year. It was sad that he got injured early.
Yeah.
But him coming back, I think it's an enormous boost to the defense.
And let me say, I'm not comparing this year's defense to 2000. Yeah. I'm comparing the situation.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be a great offense because back then the coaches.
Yeah, yeah. Billick was thought the offensive genius.
A 2-time MVP.
Yeah.
But it might be the defense that carries you.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's kind of been that way the past couple games. And it feels weird saying it. Like, we talked about, you face the worst defense in football, history. And you put up 14 points. Like, how? How does that even happen? Like, by accident, you could score 30 on them. Because you know what? Every other team has.
Yeah.
It's weird to see. So I'm going to be interested to see what the offense looks like the second time against Cincinnati.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Your thoughts on what having guys like Washington and Robinson come back to the defense, what does that do to the defense? Does that take the defense to a yet another level? And say what you want. Defense, in my opinion, has played well. You're not shutting people out in the National Football League. I think we saw a team get shut out for the first time. Minnesota got shut out for the first time in, what, 7 years, was it?
Was it that long?
It was more than seven?
Really?
What? 2007.
Gee, that's the last shutout we've had?
No.
For the Vikings. Minnesota.
Oh, for Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings, yeah.
what the hell?
There's been a couple of shutouts this year.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
Especially because all the advantages are in the offense's favor now.
If you get shut out in the NFL, like...
You couldn't even muster a field goal?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
He did throw a touchdown pass, though, to the other team.
He did.
When that kid was falling.
He threw it right to him, too. It was a good throw.
Broswell. Oh... That's got to be like, hey, kid.
It's got to be. Is that what you just
gotta
said?
It's got to be. It's that kid. You're getting a chance to start. It's only against the best defense in the league. Good luck. Poor bastard.
It's got to be.
It has to.
Yeah, but he sucks.
I mean, look, he was a third string quarterback. He wasn't expected to play this year. He's holding a clipboard.
He shouldn't.
Well, it's not his fault. The other two guys couldn't stay healthy.
If JJ doesn't come back this week, who sucks also, then just go wing. Now you go wing T. Now that's a good idea. We're going to go with D.
Just go, what was it, Wildcat.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Because you give us no chance whatsoever to win.
You know what? We can't go Wildcat. You got the best receiver in football, and you can't even use him.
Put him back there. Let him Wildcat it.
Yeah, go back to high
school.
Throw
it to himself.
I bet he played quarterback in high school. Ain't no doubt in my mind. You look at those guys, man. All the best athletes.
Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057 is the number. You know what, Jeremy? I'm not saying he didn't, but I don't know if it's that way anymore now. I think it's so specialized now that these guys that play quarterback in college, they play quarterback. And so with 7-on-7 the way it is right now?
I mean, you might be right. I still think a lot of cornerbacks transition to defensive
backs. Yeah.
No, quarterbacks.
Okay.
If you have an athletic quarterback and they're seeing the way that you can play, every coach is like, I can transition that guy into this type of player. Sure. You know, they think they're going to be brilliant with them. And a lot of times they are, to be honest. But, you know, we've seen some of these guys, and maybe you're right. Maybe it's more specialized now that kids aren't playing three sports.
If you're good, you're good. I mean, you see Kyle Hamilton couldn't be a receiver, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's some defensive backs that have hands like feet.
Yeah,
and they could catch, they would be
they
receivers.
They can run routes. They have great speed. But what was the name of the movie where – college football, the guy couldn't catch. He could run long the whole time. But
is it the Replacements? Or no, you're talking about
Older than the Replacements.
Little Giants?
No.
They had hot hands. They put the stick.
I'll think of it on a break. I don't want to spit.
This is the hot hands. Little Giants. Rad Tad.
These were college guys.
Oh.
Now, how many times am I going to say college? Little Giants. What are you doing over there? Was it Little Giants Part 3?
Little Giants?
Where they played college football?
Medium Giants.
What is wrong with you over there, man?
Was it the program? Was it?
No.
Replacements?
No. No. I think Orlando, what's his name, was the receiver.
Yeah, that's the Replacements. That's Clifford Franklin. Clifford Franklin, like the common cold. He's the only one catching it, and he's the only one coming down with it. That was the guy that couldn't catch. If it was the guy from Mad TV, Orlando Jones, was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Clifford Franklin.
I don't think it was that movie.
Okay.
Was it
Little Giants? It's like that stupid joke about the duck walking into the bar going, hey, you got any crackers? The guy's like, no. He comes in the next day, you got any crackers? No. Comes in the next day, he says, if you come in tomorrow, I'm going to nail your beak to the bar. He comes in, you got any nails? No. You got any crackers?
Hey. Making sure he couldn't follow up. And Ed Norris does the hockey at 7:15, but on the other side, you see Drake May as the MVP front runner. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And May takes the snap out of the gun. Pressure's coming. Steps up in the pocket. Goes long to the left side. Looking for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Patriots! Kyle Williams, left side of the end zone. What a beautiful ball for 33 yards. And the Patriots sway the momentum back to their side.
That's Drake May's touchdown on his touchdown pass. It's courtesy of Westwood One Radio. By the way, thank you. I got my stars mixed up. That movie does exist, and thank you, Jermaine Butler. No, it was Necessary Roughness.
I think said that one.
You thought you said that one?
No, I did say that
You
one.
Thought wrong.
No, I said that. That's like the program, Necessary Roughness, The Replacements.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
I didn't know you didn't.
Joe's got the tape. He can roll it back.
Well, we ain't that interested. You know what I mean?
A few minutes later, Rob seemed like a dumbass. Maybe it didn't mean.
Drake May, the other night, was it 24-31, 282, two touchdowns, passer rating of 126. You know what I find interesting? This guy leads the league in passing yards and does not have a 300-yard game.
Yeah.
Isn't that odd? That is the definition of consistency. Is he, in your opinion, Jeremy, the MVP frontrunner?
Odds-wise, yes. I still think they're dying to give this to Matthew Stafford. Yeah. I
would love to see. He's never got an MVP.
No. This, like, career achievement award. He's so likable, and he's thrown so many one-yard touchdown passes this year. It's ridiculous. I think the last four touchdowns I think he's thrown to Devontae Adams, or four out of the last five, have been one-yard touchdown passes. They're on the same page, and you look at it. We've talked about him for his career.
Hey, don't be what you call Ed now.
What?
A judgy bitch.
How am I being judgy?
Oh, I thought you were saying that in a judgmental way.
No. Stafford. I mean, he's patting.
I became a Matthew Stafford fan this part of his career.
I've always liked Matthew Stafford.
I wasn't a fan. I didn't dislike him. I just, man. Yeah.
But he's had,
Well, I never thought he was that good because I assumed his stats were padded because he was with the Lions and they sucked.
Yep.
So he had a throw.
That's what I
time.
Thought of him.
And that's what I assumed he was.
That's what I
Yeah, now it's like, oh, he's really damn good.
I thought he was the Kevin Love of the NFL. On a bad team, just putting up good stats. And then you put him on a good team, the Rams,
see?
With expectations. We'll see what he really is. Well, we have. He's really, he's a Hall of Famer.
When you assume, you make an ass out of you and Ed. That's what happened.
Because I don't have to make an ass out of you. You do that all day
That's
yourself.
Fine. I don't need your help. But like the other guys on the list, does this make sense to you? Like I'm looking at the MVP odds. Drake May is basically kind of even money. Yeah, I mean, he's minus 120. Matthew Stafford at plus 115. So like it's almost a pick 'em. They're so close. It's like who does the best thing last out of these two?
Right.
And then you got Jordan Love and Dak Prescott at 15-1. If the Cowboys keep winning, Dak's putting up the type of numbers that I don't think any of these other guys are going to put up.
Dak is justifying the money. They have not lost a game because of Dak, I don't think.
He had one bad game this year.
But
that
they
was
didn't
it.
Lose that because of him. There was other things that happened. And I can't say he had a bad game and a loss. God, I don't think they lost it because of him.
Which game was it where he had a couple of picks and it was undack-like.
Okay.
But again,
he's just had a phenomenal year.
He's been
two
so
more
good.
Wins, he's the MVP frontrunner.
Well, look, if they
had two more wins other than those, right now, he'd be the frontrunner.
Yeah, I don't like pointing the finger at wide receivers. If CeeDee Lamb wasn't dropping passes in two of those games, he's got those two wins. And
what's been going on with him? I mean, he did great last game, but what was going on with him?
I think sometimes, look, you drop a couple and then all of a sudden it gets in your head a little bit. He'll be fine.
Is that what happened when you drop?
It never happened to me. That's why I can't really answer the question because last time I dropped balls was when I was 12.
That's
hey-o! Did you catch one?
Yeah, yeah I did.
Right. By the way, the other guys on the list here, Josh Allen, 25-1.
No.
Caleb Williams, 60-1.
No.
Sam Darnold, 66-1.
No.
Yeah.
None of those last guys. I don't think Josh Allen has a chance.
You know what
right
sucks
now?
About this?
What sucks?
Like, nobody's running away with this. Why is there no position player here? Is Jaxon Smith-Njigba not having a great season that he should be somewhere on this list?
Yeah, that's cute.
But I'm saying it's dumb that the only people that can win the MVP are quarterbacks.
I agree with it. They got to do something. Yeah. It's going to be every year. I mean, I don't know why I just don't make
it. They do have to do something.
Yeah, make a Cy Young.
Play quarterback. What are you talking about, man?
You know, we'll go on strike.
Both of you shut it.
We'll go on strike and stop catching those damn sorry-ass passes. They
then we won't even
out.
Have you in the MVP
and I
conversation.
Because it's all of us. I included myself. Why did I say we?
Well, you said we'll go on strike. I thought you were talking about you and Ed for me talking about quarterback.
No.
You talking about NFL receivers.
Talking about me and the other receivers.
Yeah, okay.
Us.
All right, Trippy.
Hello.
On the coaches
Let me. I'm going to be real with you, though, okay?
Go ahead, be real with me.
I'm going to be real with
you. So if you, right now, listed your here's the conversation. Top five, real top five MVP candidates right now, according to Jeremy Kahn and Ed Norris. Who are your top five?
Top five, I think the three quarterbacks we named, Dak, Matthew Stafford, Drake May.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Yeah. And again, it's all offense, but like, yeah, I think there should be, if you're going to do this, there should be, you have a defensive player of the year, you have an offensive player of the year, and an MVP, which always seems to go to the quarterback.
Is that, are those yours, Ed?
Yeah.
Mine are Drake May, Matthew Stafford.
You like Prescott?
Prescott, Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield. That's four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to find another quarterback real quick? Okay. Go ahead. We got
exactly
time.
Exactly what I'm doing.
We got time. Yeah, go ahead. You want to throw Josh Allen in there?
Josh Allen. Go ahead. Yeah, that's my top five.
Man, that's a good list.
I know.
Pat Mahomes is 100-1. I just read one of these.
You put $100 on him. He's got a shot. You make something pretty cool.
Well, if he does what Andy Reid said, did you hear his quote?
No.
He goes, "We're going to win these last games. We're going to tickle your tonsils."
Is that what he said?
What does that mean?
What?
He said, "We're going to tickle your tonsils."
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Andy.
Wow.
Settle down there, Waffle House.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there. Look like the oatmeal eating nice guy, Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes. Nope.
Man.
Tickle your tonsils.
Good God.
I got to search for that. I just want to see him say it.
Watch it be from a fake. Watch me get burned again. Joe's the one who always points it out when I send something funny to the group.
That sounds AI all the way.
I think
it's real.
It's real.
Said it and grinned and chuckled too.
I feel like this is it real or is it cake? And Joe just jumps in and tells us.
So real. Yeah. He said it with a wet it.
Yeah. He's like, "Well, tickle your tonsils." And then the NFL Live crew is like, "This is not the right show to talk about this on."
Wow.
What a guy. So that means he meant it that way.
Yeah.
That wasn't a Jerry Jones glory hole thing. Well, he probably didn't mean that.
Well, you know what the Jerry Jones glory, it's that was about oil, you know, hitting a glory hole.
Exactly.
He just
but there
understand.
Are other uses.
Yes.
And you got to be aware of things. Well, it's like when the Obama, when Barack and Michelle bump fists, goes, "Yeah, we're fisting."
Fisting,
like,
yeah.
No! Yeah.
You can't do that? You've never fisted with your wife?
Not in the Lincoln bedroom.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Yikes.
We're fisting.
I'll tickle your tonsils. Like, if I said a coach said that, would Andy Reid be the last guy you would think?
I would think Dan Campbell, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell would be the top of my list. Yeah. Yeah. I think Harbaugh would be at the bottom.
Pete Carroll. Which one? Tickle your tonsils.
John. Okay.
Yeah, we could get him in there.
Because Jim would be up there.
Jim, yeah, that's a different cat.
Mike Tomlin wouldn't say that.
Yeah. No, Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin, go ahead.
I just read this morning where somebody was talking about Mike Tomlin's going to get to the podium and say something like, "Hey, we can't eat soup with a fork. We need spoons." And then they'll sign somebody to the practice squad, and that'll be their fix.
It would be, they signed a 2018 Pro Bowler to the practice squad.
I completely converted a Steeler fan the other day on firing Mike Tomlin. He was just going off. I said, "What has the front office given Mike Tomlin?" And he stopped in his tracks and looked up like, "Nothing. It's okay. So who you gonna fire? You wanna fire Tomlin or you wanna fire people in the front office? They're giving him nothing at all." He completely changed his tune. Because I think the front office has completely failed him over the past.
Well, the one time they got a decent draft pick, they wasted it on Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Horrible. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris does the hockey at 7:15, but on the other side, Maryland Terps. Kind of an uneventful game, Jeremy Kahn, against Wagner. As we get ready for the Big Ten. Your thoughts on the Terps up next on Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.